From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is EarthDate. In a list of lousy ways to go, dying of thirst is right up there. That's because your brain, your heart, your muscles, and many organs are more than 70% water. Your lungs, more than 80%. Even bones are nearly one-third water. Our bodies are essentially big water balloons, using water in every part for every function. Water carries oxygen and nutrients into cells and carries waste away. It helps regulate body temperature through sweating. It cushions joints, the brain, the spinal cord, and babies in the womb. Water lubricates your eyes, mouth, and mucous membranes. It allows the kidneys, liver, and intestines to flush out waste, and it's the main ingredient in blood. All this means that as you lose water, pretty much everything suffers. The biggest problem is shrinkage of the brain cells. At just 2% water loss, your cognitive function declines. At 3 to 4%, you begin to experience headaches, which get worse till 5 to 8% when you get dizzy and fatigued. If your level falls to 10%, you could become severely confused and even have a seizure. Somewhere between 15 and 25% water loss, you become unconscious. And finally, your brain shrinks enough to disconnect from the skull. Not pleasant at all. The cure, though, is simple. Stay well hydrated. In our bodies, as on our planet, water is precious. I'm Scott Tinker, and that made me thirsty.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin, with support from Schlumberger, helping oil and gas companies increase production and efficiency while lowering environmental impact. You can hear more EarthDate stories at earthdate.org.